4. The death of Elizabeth. On August 17, A.D. 22, when John was 28 years of age, his mother suddenly passed away. Elizabeth's friends, knowing of the Nazarite restrictions regarding contact with the dead, even one's own family, made all arrangements for the burial of Elizabeth before sending for John. When he received word of the death of his mother, he directed Ezda to drive his herds to En-Gedi and started for Hebron. On returning to En-Gedi from his mother's funeral, he presented his flocks to the Brotherhood, and for a season detached himself from the outside world while he fasted and prayed. John knew only of the old methods of approach to divinity. He knew only of the records of such as Elijah, Samuel, and Daniel. Elijah was his ideal of a prophet. Elijah was the first of the teachers of Israel to be regarded as a prophet, and John truly believed that he was to be the last of this long and illustrious line of the messengers of heaven. For 2.5 years John lived at En-Gedi, and he persuaded most of the Brotherhood that the end of the age was at hand, that the kingdom of heaven was about to appear. And all his early teaching was based upon the current Jewish idea and concept of the Messiah as the promised deliverer of the Jewish nation from the domination of their Gentile rulers. Throughout this period, John read much in the sacred writings which he found at the En-Gedi home of the Nazarites. He was especially impressed by Isaiah and by Malachi, the last of the prophets up to that time. He read and reread the last 5 chapters of Isaiah, and he believed these prophecies. Then he would read in Malachi, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers toward the children, and the hearts of the children toward their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." And it was only this promise of Malachi that Elijah would return that deterred John from going forth to preach about the coming kingdom, and to exhort his fellow Jews to flee from the wrath to come. John was ripe for the proclamation of the message of the coming kingdom, but this expectation of the coming of Elijah held him back for more than 2 years. He knew he was not Elijah. What did Malachi mean? Was the prophecy literal or figurative? How could he know the truth? He finally dared to think that, since the first of the prophets was called Elijah, so the last should be known eventually by the same name. Nevertheless, he had doubts, doubts sufficient to prevent his ever calling himself Elijah. It was the influence of Elijah that caused John to adopt his methods of direct and blunt assault upon the sins and vices of his contemporaries. He sought to dress like Elijah, and he endeavored to talk like Elijah. In every outward aspect he was like the olden prophet. He was just such a stalwart and picturesque child of nature, just such a fearless and daring preacher of righteousness. John was not illiterate. He did well know the Jewish sacred writings, but he was hardly cultured. He was a clear thinker, a powerful speaker, and a fiery denunciator. He was hardly an example to his age, but he was an eloquent rebuke. At last he thought out the method of proclaiming the new age, the kingdom of God. He settled that he was to become the herald of the Messiah. He swept aside all doubts and departed from En-Gedi one day in March of A.D. 25 to begin his short but brilliant career as a public preacher.